Thank you once more, Mr. Kodan. I'm reaching you for the second time here, yes, at your place. And I would like to share with you a few things, why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm basically here to find out from you your experiences, most especially after the PDC,
yes,
that we did in September.
Yeah.
So kindly be free with me and share with me whatever you feel is okay with you.
Yeah.
We shall also not force you to say what you don't want.
Yeah.
I have a few questions here I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to take your small time. So mm-hmm. I ask you to help me with that small time of yours.
Yes.
For this interview.
No problem.
Thank you for your consent.
Yeah.
Kindly, let's begin with how do you understand the PDC now, since you finished it? So what has come to your brain now about the PDC?
About the training?
Mm-hmm. The permaculture design course you did.
Yeah.
So what do you understand from it?
I know it has something that is changing lives,
okay,
of people.
Okay.
Yeah, especially farmers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do they say about permaculture design course? What is it? What is permaculture?
Yeah, permaculture is a form of farming,
mm-hmm,
that includes integrating,
mm-hmm,
activities.
Okay.
Yeah, to bring a change.
Okay. Thank you so much. What did you learn from the permaculture?
In permaculture, I learned how to design.
Yes.
I learned how to integrate plants,
yes,
and to improve the quality,
okay,
of the production.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I learned.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Kodan. I would also want to find out from you, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm doing compost making.
Yes.
I'm doing nursery work, bedding the seedlings,
yes,
to be ready, preparing,
yes,
my gardens,
yes,
where I'm supposed to take the seedlings after they grow up from the beds.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus, I'm trying to get some little money so,
mm-hmm,
that I will get some people to help me.
So how are you getting that money?
By selling some of my products I have. My,
okay.
Yeah,
so you're doing sales now.
Yeah,
your right yields.
Now, my yields.
Okay.
At this time.
So what else are you doing?
Apart from right now, I'm harvesting the chili.
Okay.
Yeah, I have in the farm.
Okay.
Yeah, that I planted after that training.
Okay.
In permaculture.
How many acres did you plant?
I planted 2 acres.
Okay.
But so far now they are still young, but they are yielding. But I'm removing, I'm
okay,
harvesting what is there.
How many kilos do you think you've already harvested so far?
Per week I get around 10 kilograms. That's finished about 5 months when I'm harvesting, meaning that per week I get 10 kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
Times 4, that is 40. Times now 5, around 200 kilograms since
already?
I started harvesting.
Okay.
Yeah, at a price of 13,000.
A kilo?
Yeah, a kilogram.
Okay, have you sold them some already?
Yeah, I normally sell them after 2 weeks. I sell.
Okay.
Yeah, because doesn't want to stay in the store,
okay,
for long.
So does your buyer come here home, or you take there?
He comes here. He normally picks from home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else are you doing right now apart from harvesting chili, and what else are you doing?
Preparing my gardens.
Okay.
Yeah. And the nursery beds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the nursery beds you raised. So what have you planted in those nursery beds now?
I've planted in those nursery beds the red chili.
Yes.
And then the green pepper.
Yes.
Some there is onions.
Yes.
Passion fruits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we are still adding on eggplants,
mm,
those others.
Okay.
Sukuma wiki.
What else are you doing also?
And training other farmers.
Okay, yeah. That is what you're doing right
now. Yeah, training those other farmers who come to me. Yeah, teach them how to do some other things in the bed.
How many people have you trained?
Right now, the people who normally come to me, there are many, but two are always with me, helping me to do those activities.
So you're doing mentoring every day?
Yeah, every day they come to help me to do those activities in the bed.
Okay.
And harvesting the chilies.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so great. Thank you so much, Mr. Okodan. Yeah. Can you tell me, have you started to use your training knowledge in practicals?
Yes, I've started, because right now I'm making compost out of that knowledge in permaculture.
Yes.
I'm making these liquid manures.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm digging raised gardens.
Yes.
Plus, even the beds I used to make when they are very small, now I've raised them also.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I've applied that knowledge of permaculture.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so great. Is there anything you want to tell me about that? What you?
No, especially in food forest, I've. Okay. About the. Down there where my beds are, I have to bring that water, so they have to use the A-frame for measuring that level of water to bring them up, to bring that water up to where our gardens are, where our rest gardens are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What have you gained after using your training practicals? What have you gained so far?
I have increased on my household income.
Yes.
And in terms of the family, it is
like how much do you think you earn now?
Right now, since I started harvesting my little what I put, like vegetables and the chilies and the purpose. Yeah.
And the passion fruits.
Yeah, and the passion fruits. I get some money that helps me. Like per week, I get 100,000, 150.
Okay, but in average, depending. What? How much do you think you've earned now so far, in average?
In average?
If you've totaled all that money ever since you started?
Now it can reach two million.
Okay.
Something, yeah.
Okay.
In cash.
That is great.
Minus those ones we use.
Okay.
For families.
Okay. So that is the ready money you have.
Yeah, the ready money I have.
That is great. The savings now.
Yeah, the savings.
Okay, what else have you gained? Apart from money?
Apart from money, feeding. Yeah, the diet has changed. Now family members are healthy because we have variety to eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else have you gained?
The seedlings, I still have those ones. I have the seedlings because I'm raising the seedlings for cash.
Okay.
So I normally sell them.
Hey. What else did you gain?
In my farm, I integrated the beans also. So I got beans in 1 acre, one and a half sacks, so which we use in the family as a dish, plus selling some for other problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so great. Is there anything you want to add on that, on your benefits?
On my benefits, like now the animals, there's someone I bought some animals, the pigs, and the chicken.
Okay.
So I have included those ones in my farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you all bought that also out of the money you got?
Out of what I get from the farm here.
Okay. That is so great.
Yeah, because it's my whole source of income.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to tell me about that?
About
your gains? What you've gained?
It has changed my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of what?
In terms of school fees,
Okay.
Yeah, and even health, like if someone gets sick, I use that money for treatment.
So you are able to settle their bills?
I'm able to settle those bills.
Okay. That is so great. I'm happy for that, Mr. Kodan. Yeah. Kindly, can you tell me, have you communicated this to your neighbors or to your community?
Yeah, they already know, but those ones who are willing, they will normally come and get much more advices.
Okay.
Yeah, and even join me in activities.
Okay, that is great. So, what do they say after you teaching them these things? What do they say? What is their response like towards what you're
talking? They say it is like is a kind of famine that can bring change to life, because if you plant a lot of greens, it helps in their families. So when they saw the greens here, the vegetables, so they admired a lot.
Okay. So how would they wish to be helped, like to make this better?
They will also need some seeds.
Okay.
And then they will also need to be helped in knowledge.
Okay.
Like raising the beds, raising the gardens, plus making for them some products for spray.
But you've always been helping them in training them on how to raise the beds.
Yeah.
Like now those products for spraying, you get yours from here.
Yeah.
Can't you teach them also how to get theirs?
Yeah, I teach them. I've taught to them how to make those things.
So what I'm asking is that how best do they think they can be helped to improve on their ability also to learn more about permaculture? That is the question I'm asking.
They should also be trained.
That is what they say?
Yeah. Okay. They should also be trained. And that training, they have begun from me.
Okay.
Now they need some more knowledge.
Okay.
And plus some assistance of the tools and others.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any message you'd wish to send to Steve Jones and the people who sponsored you to do this training?
Yeah.
What would you wish to tell them?
I would wish them, anyway, I thank them for giving me the knowledge of permaculture, which has widened my knowledge in agriculture, because I used to practice locally.
Yes.
But now I thank them so much. And one day, may them also come and visit me in my farm and add more knowledge in me.
That is so great. Definitely your message will reach them. Thank you. Can you tell me something small? How has your behavior changed now?
I've totally changed. Because I used to be a gambler.
Okay.
Yeah, they even gave me a rank in gambling.
Okay.
I was called the head of gamble.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I heard of permaculture, my behavior started changing, because I just realized that I was wasting time in gambling cards for money and other betting activities.
Okay.
So I'm now these days very busy in my farm, doing these activities in my farm. So I value every minute that passes.
So have you taken this initiative to show other young people around you that this is the way to go?
Yeah, they are now following my ways, and they are now seeing what I'm doing.
How many so far have you changed?
There are now very many. Even the other boy we went to see has now changed. He was also an acting head of gamble.
Okay.
But now we are all on the same line.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about your behavior towards your environment? Has it changed?
Yeah, it has changed, because the way now I'm seeing my environment, by planting all those plants, they are now so attractive to me. Yeah. I see them as a brain healing.
Okay. Yeah. What about your community? Has it changed any behavior in your community?
Yeah, they have changed, because they have now grown respect to me.
Okay.
Yeah, and what towards my activities also, of which they are also copying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. I'm happy to hear that from you, and definitely when the Steve Jones comes,
yes,
hopefully he will really be happy to meet some of you and see what you people are doing. I would really encourage you to change more of our young people, most especially the young people who are wasting their time on gambling and you know, it's really very bad, and yet they have something better to do. Okay? You were telling me the other land is not yours. How did that gentleman give you that land?
That gentleman gave me that land with the kindness. He told me that do your activities from there, because I'm seeing what you are doing is very good, and what you expect to do or to gain is very good. So he gave me that land, that you work on that land until when you are tired, you will retire.
Free of charge, or you have to pay something?
Free of charge.
Okay. That is so great. Are you related to him in any way?
We are not related, but we are neighbors. We are of different clans.
Okay. Okay. So has he taken an initiative also to learn this?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he has also got some farm of bananas and some trees planted around his environment. I'm the one who used to help him do those activities. So that's why he was attracted to give you even that land. But continue with your activities here.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Kodan. For more information, I'll obviously call you and add it in your success story.
Yes.
I am really so grateful to hear this from you.
Yes,
shall be back again once more.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Yeah. Okay.